This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares how Israel became her true home and what it means for the Jews to have a land to call their own.
I find my sense of belonging and peace on the holy soil of Israel. And after searching and running over what felt like the entire world, it was the only place that I found safety. I've often thought what a blessing the modern state of Israel is to the Jewish people, and how it is the manifestation of the collective prayers of my people through thousands of years of exile and persecution. God gave me and all of us a gift, the state of Israel. You might think that this is the end of the story, that we have the state of Israel, and therefore the idea of a Jew being persecuted is a thing of the past. But sadly, this couldn't be farther from the truth. Every week, the fellowship receives dozens of emergency requests from Jews around the world, specifically in Middle Eastern countries, begging to help bring them home. We make sure that within a month they are on a chartered flight destined for Israel. When I go to the airport to greet them, the look in their eyes is pure joy, thanksgiving, and relief to have a place to escape to. Sure, we have our problems as a country. We have birthing pains, which lead to improvement and development, but those are the details. The larger picture is that we have a homeland, and that's enough for me.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. To receive Yael's Corner each week via email, and to add Yael as a friend on Facebook, visit holylandmoments.org. You can also explore issues facing Israel today, discover insights on Judaism, and learn about the Jewish roots of our Christian faith. That's holylandmoments.org.